March, of course, is Women's History Month, and that continues here in Sonoma County as well. Tomorrow night at the Central Library at 6 p.m., going to be an event called Ripe for Picking, the impact of the Sonoma County suffrage campaign. Again, that's going to be at the Central Library tomorrow night at 6. Joining us now is the main speaker of that event, Lisa Graves. She's with the National Women's History Alliance, and she's also the project coordinator for California 2020 Women's Suffrage Project. Good morning, Lisa.
And good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. That's a long title you got there. And anyway, tell us a bit about the event that's for tomorrow and exactly what will be discussed.
Yeah, tomorrow's event is just to highlight and celebrate the suffragists that we had in Sonoma County, the 1911 campaign in California that really sought to outrule communities like Sonoma. And so we had a very active campaign that at the state level they believed was the reason why the amendment was passed finally.
And again, this was at the state level and years before the national amendment had passed in 1919. So what exactly was that movement like? How vocal were the women back then?
Well, they had some strategies. By 1911, the women looked at what hadn't worked, and there was a new generation of women who had been college educated and had some experience with club activities. And so they looked at what didn't work, and they made a list of things that they thought would work better. And part of that was using the local media to communicate to the community and do what they called a campaign of common sense, that if men understood what it was like for women to not have the vote, that they would grant them the vote. So it was just up to the women to get out in the community. So one of the most exciting things they would do is get in their Model T and drive into town, and they would gather a crowd and they would start to sing, and then people would be mesmerized, as they say, and then they would go into their spiel on suffrage, and people would apparently convert right then and there that they were going to vote for women.
Who are some of the key figures of this movement?
In our county, there's Frances McGahee Martin, who has received a lot of notoriety because she was one of the first lawyers in the state, female lawyers in the state. But I'll be focusing a lot on Sarah Latimer Finley, Ernest Finley's mother, the editor of the Press Democrat. Mm-hmm. Because she hasn't received as much recognition, and I wrote about her for my grad school thesis, so I've become really passionate about bringing to light women like herself who dedicated their lives to the betterment of our communities, but then when they passed away, their legacy kind of passed with them.
How come legacies such as Miss Finley, they get lost in the history of time? And can you share with us exactly some of the things that she did?
I think the biggest reason in the 19th century women who left an impact were lost is because they often didn't use their own name. So even when Sarah was writing for the Press Democrat, she used her married name, which was her husband's initials and her husband's last name. So I think that's the biggest thing. And then I think a lot of people, it just was an event and it passed, and our love of genealogy and history more recently hasn't always been there. And so people didn't save their family's photos or letters or things they might have that are important for historians to discover these people. And Sarah, she had always been a writer. She was active in Corvallis College. That's where her husband had been president. And they came to Sonoma County, and they stayed very active. And during 1911, the state organizers reached out to her and asked her if she would be work for the campaign. And the biggest way she worked was she had public meetings where, again, that education of campaign, where they're just educating the public about what suffrage means and to make a better community, that we need women to be able to vote. Mm-hmm. And then she wrote a column in the paper. And she was a very eloquent writer and philosopher.
When the right to vote was granted in 1912, I believe, am I correct on that, first of all?
It was 1911, October 10th, 1911. Okay. And then, and you had said before, you were very right that it was much earlier than the federal amendment to grant suffrage. And people believe, a lot of California historians mm-hmm. believe that our success in California shifted the national campaign and helped build that momentum.
When voting was open to women in 1911 here in California, was there a dramatic amount of women that came to the polls, or was it still kind of on a light swing?
You know, it's a great question, and I don't have numbers. I know we definitely had women. Gayla Baron just wrote about this in her article, and very early in the morning, so sadly I'm forgetting the woman's name who was the first to vote in Sonoma County, but the first opportunity she had.
Jeannie Colvin.
Thank you so much. I'm so embarrassed.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I could tell you lots about Sarah today. But she went right out and voted, and other women did. But people who were against suffrage, part of their argument was that women wouldn't be any more likely to vote. And, you know, we have to this day low voting turnout for men and for women. Mm-hmm. And that's something we need to work on. And I don't think back then was any different. I don't know if they were clamoring and lines out the door, but there were definitely, I would say the suffragists who worked for the campaign were definitely in line at the ballot the first chance they had.
Kind of going back to that, a mention, what would, and we're kind of just on the end of our time here, but what would suffragists back then think of just the voting issues or rights of today?
You know, another great question. I think that they, I always imagine they'd be a little disappointed in how little we participate, because the women who fought for suffrage, I mean, it was a 72-year campaign. And in a lot of ways, we're still fighting for equal suffrage in our country. So I think that they would be surprised that their hard work didn't build this momentum. I mean, they believed it was a worldwide event and that they were changing society. And in a lot of ways, they did. But we just have so much more to do that hasn't been accomplished yet. And I think they'd be surprised.
It's the thing with the change. It always keeps coming. And it's very well said there. Lisa, thank you very much for your time speaking with us, and good luck with your event tomorrow night.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Lisa Graves. She is the National Women's History Alliance Assistant Director, Project Coordinator for California 2020 Women's Suffrage Project. She'll be speaking on the Sonoma County Suffrage Campaign at the Central Library tomorrow night at 6 p.m.